This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دروس من المسجد النبوي الشريف.
In English.
In English.
In English.
Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Uqatil, I have been commanded to fight." And notice that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say "aqtul," been commanded to kill. And there's a difference between uqatil and aqtul. Yani one of them is on the wazn or the strand of the verb or the form of the verb, which is fa'ala, which means that there is some type of participation. Yani that there's two parties involved. Whereas aqtul, which means kill, does not need to necessarily involve an act of participation from both sides. And here what we find is that some people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, intentionally or unintentionally, they've actually translated this hadith to say, I've been commanded to kill people. And famous books that have been translated into English, and some of them that have not been translated by Muslims. But non-Muslims and Muslims alike, some of them translate this hadith as saying, I've been commanded to kill people. And so it paints this picture of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the Muslims as being this bloodthirsty group of people who are just out for perpetual warfare, and that they just want to fight everybody and they want to kill everybody, and that this is the nature of the Muslims. And even if Muslims of today, the 1.5, 1.6 billion Muslims on earth, are not actively following this hadith, this is still part of their law, and if they could, they would. This is still part of the law of the Muslims, that they are supposed to go out and indiscriminately kill non-Muslims. This is what they would have people believe based on their faulty understanding of this hadith. Now, I'm going to go, inshallah, point by point through this. The first thing is that, it is unnatural to want to fight other people. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said that in the Quran. He said, "Kutiba alaykum al-qitalu wa huwa kurhun lakum." Fighting has been prescribed for you, even though it is disliked by you. Huwa kurhun lakum. Yani, naturally, no one wants to be involved in a situation where they're potentially going to lose their lives or their family or their wealth or these type of things. Kutiba alaykum al-qital wa huwa kurhun lakum. Fighting has been prescribed for you even though you dislike it. So it is not something that a Muslim just wants to go out and fight other people. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in fact, said in the hadith, collected by Bukhari and Muslim, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Don't wish to meet your enemy. This is not something that the Muslim looks forward to. However, there are situations that may dictate and necessitate that there be some type of fighting and that there be combat. And this is not something that is specific to Islam and the Muslims. Any ideological system that exists out there has a concept of defending their ideology and maybe even preemptive strikes in order to protect whatever ideology they may have. And that does not necessarily mean it is a religion. It can be some other type or form of system and ideology. But even the Christians themselves, they have developed what is known as just war theory. Just war theory. And you can look that up because that's exactly what they call it. Which means that though we view war as something that is terrible, something that we would prefer not to be involved in, There may be situations, atrocities that can be avoided, circumstances that need to be dealt with, where war is not the worst option. Where war is not the worst option. And therefore, it becomes a just war to prevent a greater evil. And this is something, again, that exists with Christians, but not only Christians, because it has trickled down into other people's systems. And if you just look at, and we need to, you know, as Muslims, we shouldn't feel like we have to always be on defense. I mean, when people quote these kind of hadith and they say, do you believe in that? Yes, we believe in the hadith. It's hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. We have no way, it's not daif, it's in the most authentic books after the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it is not a matter of simply quoting a hadith. It is a matter of how is that text interpreted. How is that text interpreted? If you look at the last century and a half, and you compare, how many people have been killed in the name of Islam, as compared to how many people have been killed in the name of Christianity, in the name of democracy, in the last 20 years? How many people have been killed in the name of freedom, of spreading freedom to these backward nations? And so therefore we have to kill tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, as compared to those who have supposedly been killed in the name of Islam. Oh, those people who constantly quote this type, they are ingenuous. They have no academic rigor whatsoever. And honestly, they need to be ashamed of themselves. And we as Muslims should not step back from our position as Muslims and our duty to call to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because, and we should be fully aware of this, there is a movement to actively redefine Islam. Redefine what is acceptable as Islam. And we have to be amongst those who see this plot and recognize that, no, we're not going to redefine Islam. We are going to look for the proper interpretation of Islam and spread that to the people, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.